Allison Silberberg, mayor of Alexandria.
What's your pitch for voters on June 12th as to why they should pick you as the Democratic nominee for mayor?
I'm certainly honored to serve as mayor, and we've been getting a great deal accomplished in a short amount of time. We've been tackling a number of issues that have been neglected for years and even decades, including protecting our waterways by finally addressing the combined sewer outfall issues after some 20 years of non-addressing. The council and I approved two new schools in 1 year last year. That's a first for our city of Alexandria. We've been pouring more money into our schools as never before. We've been focused on our parks and partnering with nonprofit leaders to redo a number of our parks. I'm proud to have signed on as a climate mayor and pushing forward on a whole host of issues related to our environment, including setting a goal right when I was sworn in on that day that we should go from a 34% tree canopy to 40% tree canopy in one decade. And working with civic groups and nonprofits to reach that goal. When I became the mayor, we were planting about 300 trees a year, and now we're planting over 800 per year. These are real changes and will be a benefit to generations to come. And while I'm mayor, I've initiated and drafted our statement on inclusiveness, which speaks to who we are as a city, that we're a city of kindness and compassion, and that we're not just tolerant, but we're embracing and accepting, and we denounce all hate speech and discrimination and bias in all forms. I also am proud to have put forward an ethics initiative, though it was watered down, we got something through, and we'll be building upon that if I'm reelected. I'm certainly committed to pursuing thoughtful, appropriate development that fits in and is to scale. While we're a city that is growing, we also want to maintain our quality of life, I believe. So I'm fighting for a livable Alexandria. I think that we have to continue to diversify our economy here, reduce our reliance on federal spending. I'm certainly pushing for academic excellence in our schools to continue to build upon what we have already achieved. I'm certainly committed to dedicated funding for the Affordable Housing Fund. And if reelected, I would push to reinstate the dedicated funding for the Open Space Fund, which had made a difference for years, for 10 years, and setting aside 100 acres, and we should reconstitute that. I'm fighting for seniors. I established the Senior Advocacy Roundtable when I became the mayor, and that's really helped us to address needs for our seniors. I'm certainly in favor of civic engagement and would restore the tradition of open mic the way it was for 40 years and not restrict public speech. And I would continue to fight for that. And of course, I'm totally committed to historic preservation and our historic districts.
You talked about the growth, thoughtful growth. So is growth in the city good, or is the growth that we've seen in some of the plans and the requested development not good for the city?
I believe that we should pursue thoughtful, appropriate development that fits in and is to scale. That when we develop in our city, it should fit into how, you know, what we look like, and or that it should certainly be the right type of growth. It should be smart growth. Make sure that there's enough open space on the ground, publicly accessible open space. Make sure that that architecturally it is appropriate. Maybe use a setback so it's not so overwhelming to those on the street. these are some of the tools in the toolkit that we can use, of course, to make it, you know, to ensure that the livability of our city. Certainly continue to push for more transit. That's important. And I'm fully committed to transit, and we're focused on the Potomac Yard Metro station to be built here, a long time coming, and we're moving forward. But it's in addition to that, we have to make sure that there's sufficient parking. Parking is a quality of life issue for a number of our residents. And while we want to reduce single occupancy cars, we also need to have enough parking, sufficient parking for residents and for businesses. A number of businesses, I can't even count how many, have said to me one of the top issues for them is parking. And the number of vehicles registered in our city has grown by some 22% in the last decade. So to say that there aren't cars to park in our city and not have enough parking is just potentially asking for trouble in the future. We already have a number of places in the city that has a shortage, that have a shortage of parking, that have a shortage of sufficient parking.
You mentioned the Potomac Yard Metro. Are you satisfied with how this has been handled and the design changes and the cost savings?
Well, the cost estimates came back higher than what any of us could have expected. We did ask staff to explore options in 2017 and just a general direction, but it wasn't until very recently, really late March or so of this year, that that I learned that the southern entrance was not included in the plans and that it would cost more. So there was a non-disclosure agreement that the staff had signed. And so myself, speaking for myself, the council and I, you know, were not allowed to even know, well, we weren't allowed to know very much about the whole procurement process, because that's controlled really by the entity, by WMATA. So it's a difficult thing. What I'm committed to is that once the station is built, as soon as possible, I think that we should put in the southern entrance for the station. I think that our original plan was a good one, and we should see it through.
More on the city council front of things, you're sometimes on the losing end of a 6-1 vote. What does it mean to be mayor on a council where you're effectively and sometimes just another council member? What does it say that you're sometimes on the end of a 6-1 vote as the mayor?
I am proud of my record of leadership. I think standing up and speaking up for the community, and I'm certainly happy to talk about the specifics of any vote, but I'm building coalitions really, I'm listening to the public, I'm listening to the citizenry. This is supposed to be, of course, a government for the people, the people often speak up, and I don't want to restrict their speech. That was a 6-1 vote where I voted to keep open mic the same as it had been for some 40 years. I am in favor of dedicated funding for the Open Space Fund in 2013. That was a 6-1 vote. I think that when we are focused on various issues, you have to speak up. The Carrig Estates, that's a 3-acre wooded forest off of Seminary Road, and that was a 6-1 vote to send it where I voted against redeveloping the site. I was the only one who voted with the Sierra Club, with other environmentalists, with the vast majority of the neighbors to enforce environmental regulations, and I'm proud of that vote. That was just in January. When the vast majority of neighbors and environmentalists in the Sierra Club say, do not do this, enforce the environmental regulations, and doing my own reading and research as well, I feel very strongly that my vote, though a 6-1 vote, was the correct vote. And I urged my colleagues to see it my way, and I think that it was the right vote. There was a building proposed in Potomac Yard that increased, the proposal was to increase the density by some 380% from what the master plan had shown. And the community was unaware for a long time, the surrounding community, I was unaware about the plan for a long time. They had looked at the master plan and assumed it would be 36 units. So, like, I'm fighting for a livable Alexandria. And we have a, here's the thing, Max, like, we're a very blessed city. We're a city of great neighborhoods. That didn't happen overnight. That didn't happen by accident. It's because people worked hard for it. And so I'm fighting for a livable Alexandria to ensure that as we grow and evolve and push forward into the future, that we continue to honor our past, which is beloved and treasured by countless, is that we're really a national treasure. And all of us are the temporary stewards of this national treasure called Alexandria. And we have to continue to be careful and thoughtful about the way that that we grow. We do need to grow, of course, and change, but we need to do so in a way that protects our quality of life.
Hearing from you and Vice Mayor Wilson, I know this is a primary, but it just doesn't sound like you're in the same party. I mean, it seems like there are some significant differences between you. I'm trying to help voters kind of figure out who to vote for if they're not familiar, recently moved to Alexandria or something like that.
Well, first of all, my opponent and I are both Democrats. I'm a lifelong Democrat. I interned for Senator Ted Kennedy on the Hill, and I worked for Senator Lloyd Benson of Texas on the Hill. And my mother helped Ann Richards in both of her gubernatorial races in Texas. I've been a longtime member of the Alexandria Democratic Committee here, and I'm proud of all the work I've done for so many Democrats. But, you know, as a lifelong Democrat, I've pushed for all kinds of issues to take action on, including whether it's health care, common sense gun reform, civil rights, human rights, LGBT equality, education. And I've certainly initiated and drafted our city statement on inclusiveness to tell the world that there's no place for hate here in Alexandria. Other cities have called here to ask if they can use our statement on inclusiveness and make it their own, and we, of course, say yes. When the White House planned to pull out of the Paris Agreement, I quickly, immediately signed on as one of the climate mayors and pushed for our city to commit to working toward 100% renewable energy. I have an excellent record as a total environmentalist. I'm proud of my record, and I certainly ask for the public to vote for me on June 12th so that we can keep moving our city forward. I'm certainly focused on, I've continued to maintain our AAA bond rating as the mayor. That's very important to be fiscally responsible. I supported the city manager's proposed budget with his 2.7 cent tax rate increase last year. I fully supported it, but I did not support my opponent's historic tax hike. The city manager's proposed budget supported and or met this the superintendent's need, the school's needs, and I fully supported that. And but the historic tax hike, which went to unspecified needs, I could not support.
Are you confident you're going to win June 12th?
I'm honored to serve as mayor, and I'm very proud of my record of leadership. We've gotten so much done in just 2.5 years while I'm the mayor, and we're definitely moving things forward. And I ask for people in a very humble way, actually, to please vote for me, to reelect me so I can keep moving our city forward and tackling the issues and building bridges of understanding and making our city even better than it is. It's a great city, and I'm very focused day and night. It's more than full time, and I'm honored to serve. But, you know, we don't do any polling, and I have an all-volunteer campaign team, and all the money raised goes right to the material that we put out, like the yard signs and the grip cards and any flyers. But and I've only used local merchants. So, by the way, when we talk about supporting small businesses, all my vendors that I've spent all the campaign money on and continue to spend money on, all of them are based right here in the city of Alexandria.